to score the winning goal. It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Five for Ten.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons team and lead them.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Viper 10. We round up the first games of the 2019 Netball Super League season. Celtic Dragons and Team Bath got the day underway at 11 a.m. It finished with Celtic Dragons losing 41 to Team Bath 58. It was a great start from Bath in a game that also saw Serena Guthrie make her return to the UK League on her birthday. Jess Thirlby told us afterwards that despite the win, Bath aren't the finished product just yet.
It's a solid opening game, but we're by far the finished product, and I don't think we can expect ourselves to be that yet. It was a solid opening quarter. I think we had a sticky patch at the start of the second quarter. What was pleasing, though, in that is that they then outscored Celtic Dragons 10-1 to finish that going into half-time, which was really impressive to see the girls out there actually make a change rather than wait till that period to finish. And then I think the second half was kind of inconsistent. I thought there were some moments of magic and really pleased with some of the subs that came on and the impact that they had. But I think consistency-wise, we've got work to do, and I think, you know, without overreacting, I think that's just where a lot of the teams are going to be, and it's going to be how quick the learning can be from game to game, really, and making sure that in those pressure moments we don't let teams catch us up, where we've managed to put our foot on the gas, really. And I just think there were moments, a few missed shots, really, that isn't acceptable, I just think some opportunities missed to build a bigger scoreline, really.
I think it was nice, so the fact that Serena were obviously back and she was enjoying the game, and yeah, some of the passes through with the top end with Sophie and...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great to see Imo get player of the match. I thought she was fantastic. A real collective effort defensively, and like you say, to see Serena linking up and Sophie attacking the post as she does, I think it's great. The style of attack that we've got with both Beryl and Kim in there is that the circle's often left a bit empty, and Soph's really relishing the opportunity to attack the circle, and with feeders like Rach Mir and Serena, it's a real joy to watch when it comes off.
Nice to open everything, and now you can stay and watch the rest of the day.
Yeah. Well, we won't stay for the whole time because we can watch it on our coach home, but we'll definitely see a bit of the Wasps Loughborough match. And obviously have one eye on Sirens for next week, which will be a big fixture for us away from home.
But there were signs of strong partnerships between Serena, Kim and Sophie Drakeford-Lewis.
When you've got Serena looking into those spaces and just giving the ball, it's amazing. It's really fun to play with, and she brings such a dynamic approach to the attack, and yeah, it's really good.
How about the rest of the pre-season? How's that been for you?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been nice to have everyone training together recently. Yeah, it's been really good, and can't wait for the season to really kick off now.
Celtic Dragons' new head coach is Tania Hoffman. She recognised that there are signs for improvement, but it was a solid start for her side.
Really enjoyed it. I did. First game, proper game for the girls. Our second quarter killed us, and we were competitive in the second half.
Was that the point you saw the side crumble?
Yeah, looked really hard, but it was good. It was good for them to feel that and know that actually we don't want to feel like that again. We've got a lot of games to come, and we've just got to know how to stop the flow.
The experience of players like Nia and Kyra Short, and that's only going to help with the newer signings?
Absolutely. I think Stacey Ann Facey at the back,
yeah,
with Leah, she got a lot of ball for us, but we're just not quite ready to take it all the way down, and we need to. We have to start doing that so we're able to score.
And Chelsea's experience as well? Just things like that, it's going to help.
Oh, absolutely. Chelsea and Khalifa.
Yeah.
They're both really experienced players. You've got Stacey Andy and young Abby at the back, and we've got Susie Drain and Claire Elsie to come back in with Bethan Dyke once she's ready to play.
You can't really grumble, because, I mean, it's only game one and the season is a long way. I mean, I think we saw Nia and she said something like, well, we're not just here to prop up the league. It's something that's maybe going to be shared throughout the squad.
Yep, absolutely. I think we've got a squad that can take some teams by surprise. Pity it wasn't today, but we've got a long way to go and we've got some real games that we want to target.
Looking forward to the season ahead.
Yeah, I'm still smiling.
good when you are. Right, thank you.
Meanwhile, Kyra Jones told us how she felt after the first game of the Super League season in 2019.
Enjoyable, but disappointing.
Is that a sign of maybe this new look, Dragons? Or there's still a lot of things to work on?
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't say... Yes, we've got stuff to work on, but at the same time, we proved to ourselves during that game that we can compete, but it's not what they're doing to us, it's what we're doing to ourselves. It's our own errors, it's basic errors, it's decision-making. You know, we can fix that. We can go back to the training ground, we can fix that, and once we fix that, then we'll be out there.
What's it been like having Tanya on board?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. She's got fresh eyes, she's got new ideas. It's exciting. You know, our team's not... you know, it's different to what we've been in previous years, and, you know, we need to show what we're about.
And I've written on my own where you are next week, but I can't see it, so... Pulse, is it?
Yeah, we're playing my sister.
Hey!
Pulse, in London.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'll give her a few elbows, I say.
Surely not.
Yeah, of course, always. I'm the bigger one, I've got to do it.
Game two was Wasps, who beat Loughborough Lightning by a whopping 72 to 42 goals. Evidence of familiarity within the Wasps side was clear throughout the day. Mel Mansfield told Wasps Facebook where she felt the difference was.
I think what I'm really pleased about is that at half-time, having lost quarter two by 2 goals, the girls regrouped. We knew how to fix it, and they came out and absolutely blasted quarters three and four. I'm really pleased that we got 10 players on today, which, again, wasn't really what I was expecting to do. So, yeah, I'm really happy with the outcome. We are going to be in a situation further down the line at any point where we could be going goal for goal in the last 5 minutes of the game, so we've got to be able to run with them.
And here are the thoughts of Captain Hannah Knights.
Hannah, a new season, new name, new look Wasps. Anything else new in the world?
Yeah, we've got a few new faces this year, and yeah, as you say, new name on the back of my dress. But yeah, really, really pleased to get the win for the start of the season. A great start for us.
It's only game one, but can you look at that 70 on the board and just think, yeah?
Absolutely not. I think it was a fantastic performance today by our shooters. They were unbelievable. But runs are no illusions. Luckily, we've got some new combinations, and, you know, next time we face them, they'll be much stronger. We absolutely know that for sure. We've still taken away lots to work on, but really pleased with our first hit out of the season.
How was it for you playing against that Lightning squad then? Because obviously they've made the changes as well. So
yeah, really tough. I mean, it's difficult when you have lots of different people to play against, but actually it's good for us because we need to know who they've got on their bench and who we're likely to come up again in the future.
Sarah Bayman gave Loughborough Lightning League debuts to Emily Hollingworth, Annabelle Roddy and Twayne Keenan. Sarah and new signing Mary Chollock, who also made her debut, spoke to us after the match.
It's been a long pre-season and this is the fun stuff, so it's nice to get it cracked off.
You don't really take much notice of the 70, do you?
Oh no, I mean, Wasps have got the ability to score quickly. They'll score a lot of goals against a lot of teams, and it's not really so much about them. I think it's more a bit of a disappointment about our performance, really.
And Mary, joining the squad, what did Peace tell you about it?
Nothing. It's like, really tough work. You have to be strong, and you have to be strong for both of the games. Anything is possible. You don't judge by the first game. I believe we can go even further than this.
And what's it been like with the team? Made you feel nice and welcome? And
yeah, welcoming, and I feel home already, so it's a good way to go.
Sarah, you were able to give plenty of new debuts on the side today.
Mm-hmm.
Important to get them out and get them to get a bit of court time.
Yeah, I mean, we've got such a new look squad that we need to make sure that everyone gets out there as early as possible and you know, get to taste of the action, and we're also searching for our best combinations. It's difficult when you've got so much competition in there, and we've not got a huge amount of experience in our squad, so it's really always going to be picked on form, and we need to make sure that there's a fair competition for places.
Is that going to take a few weeks, or are you nearly there?
I think it will take a few weeks, and I think it might also depend on opposition, who we put out there. It's a nice problem to have. But like I said, we just need to make sure that all the players are kind of continuing to fire throughout the season, and we don't just let people rot on a bench.
As did Lightning's captain, Nat Panagari.
Nat, game number one. Finally glad to get that season underway.
Yeah, it's been long. It's been a really long pre-season for the girls. They've started in October, and a few of us that have been away with England haven't actually been around too much. It's been quite difficult with the international season. So we've only had a few training sessions together, and I think that kind of shows today with the scoreline and the performance. There's definitely more for us to come, and we're definitely a new side.
It was pretty nice today, though, because new signings got on. Amy got on, Mary as well, so that's a sign of things to come.
Yeah, I think definitely we've got kind of more depth in that attacking end and centre court wise, and Jess Shaw coming on played really well today, so there's definitely more from us, and we're just finding that combination at the minute. We're finding off beat, and that's what happens in that first game. It's kind of that nerves and just getting the combinations out there.
And I'm not even going to use it here. Oh well, Wasps are Wasps, but there's plenty of excitement in that new look Lightning side, and take it game by game, kind of.
Yeah, that's what you've got to do, week by week, game by game, and we've just got to keep building. I think it will be one of those seasons where we build and grow into it. And I think last season we lost 3 or 4 games and still ended in the final. So there's a lot of teams that can make that top four, so it's just keep working hard.
Sarah's going to be no doubt hearing this, but she's a winner anyway. So what's that been like, and her influence on you and the side so far?
Yeah, she's good. She's a good coach, and kind of her mentality and that kind of never say kind of give in or die attitude. And I think now we probably didn't stick to that, and that's kind of not good enough. So we go back to the drawing board and kind of see what she says, and we work hard this week.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
The match between Stars and London Pulse didn't disappoint, as it finished very close, with Stars just losing out to London Pulse 49-51. Here's Pulse's Ash Neal.
Oh, that was so enjoyable. I guess being a new franchise, like, we don't know obviously where we sit in the competition. I think we're going to be competitive, and then obviously to pull out and be patient and win by two is just phenomenal.
Stars have made changes as well, but it was more a case of seeing how Pulse get on court prop league and in a nice proper league match, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to play friendlies, but I mean, no one really puts their combinations out in friendlies. So I mean, and really, it's about who turns up on the day and the players. You know, sometimes not every player is consistent, so it's hard to obviously make sure that they're all going to be consistent on the day.
Did it take a while to get into the swing of things? I mean, it looked okay from the stands, but obviously, maybe a different situation on court.
To start with, and I thought both teams were in really good control, and we just played the ball around and got it to a shot, and then obviously there was a few points in each quarters where obviously each team would get a goal on each other, but I mean, towards the end, I think I'm just really proud of the fight that we showed.
The balls were connecting really nicely as well. Is that follow on from training as well, because it was like you to Chi to Chantel?
I guess that's something we work really hard on, is obviously to connect, and that's the way you win the game, is to get the ball from the centre pass and into a shot and shoot the goal. So, I mean, as long as we're doing our job in getting the ball to Chi and Chantel and, Frankie or Olivia or Kira, whoever steps on the court for us, then we've just got to trust that they're going to do their job and shoot.
Next week, Dragons. Do you know much about them?
Obviously, I think Kyra's been playing out of position a little bit, but I didn't see Susie today, and I think that, I don't know if that was why. Obviously, they played Nia Jones at centre when we played them in the friendly a couple of weeks ago, so I guess it's just a matter of them tuning combinations as well as us, and go from there.
Season well and truly underway, and can't wait for that first home game at the Cobb Box and having it as packed as possible.
Yeah, hopefully now we've inspired a few more Londoners to come out and support us at the Cobb Box at 7 p.m. so hopefully we can get a few more supporters and we can keep growing from there.
Chia Semple also enjoyed the game.
I think it was a lot of pressure, but I think that's what we're practicing training, that's what we're here to do, is finish and play till the final whistle. So yeah,
from what we saw in the stands,
yeah,
it was that ball from Ash through to you, through to Chantel.
Yeah.
Is that something you've been focusing on in training, or does that come natural?
Well, to be fair, playing with Ash does come natural, but playing into Chantel, we've been practicing that a lot too. We could easily, she's a Jamaican, we could easily throw it into her long, but we're trying to throw it in short so that she can nail those shots by the post, and that also working her in closer to the post. So yeah,
that's obviously a few weeks into the franchise and you've had time to bed in and play with each other, so is it going as you'd hope, as Teed hope?
Yeah, I definitely think we know, even though we won there and it was a great game to watch, I think we do have a lot of room for improvement, but that's what we want. Like, we need a starting point and a baseline, and I think that's a good baseline to come off for a win and show, obviously, the world that Pulse is here to compete, and you know what I mean? But, yeah, still a lot of room to improve. But we've got a lot of young ones, a lot of experience, so I'm excited to see, like, what, like, our finished product is, you know what I mean, as soon as we're at our peak.
And people might have watched the game for the first time today, so yeah. It's all about, whoa, we've got a team in London. It's at the Copper Box, and let's come down and watch us, support us.
Come down and watch us. Obviously, we had an exciting game then, but we're at the Copper Box Arena at Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. Why would you not want to come and watch, especially in the capital?
And how's the facilities there?
Oh, amazing, amazing. When all the seats are laid out, the colourful chairs, it feels like you're in an England match because that's what they set up for the England matches. So it's amazing to know that this is our home turf.
Dragons next week. Well, did you see their game earlier? What did you make of that?
We played them in pre-season, so... We obviously want to build on from that, even though we won against them. We want to push further and beat them by more. So, yeah.
And each game one by one and just building that crowd, really.
Yeah, and playing more consistent throughout all four quarters, which I think in that game we didn't as well. We were sort of up and down and we let them come back, where I think, yeah, we need to stay more consistent throughout.
And the coaching team of Melissa Hindman and Teora Keenan said it's a sign of things to come.
There was a wonderful shot of the pair of you on full time. Yes. I'm going to take that off my TV at home and have it as a screensaver. But what was it like for you two sat on the bench throughout it?
Well, to be honest, we know what we've got in our squad. We do know what we've got in there. It's just it's not refined yet. You know, we haven't even taken it to where potentially it could go. And they were up against some pretty experienced players. We weren't always pretty to watch. And we fritted ball away. But... I loved what they did in the last 5 minutes.
We were doggedy, you know, the whole way. And I think both T and I said there wasn't many that was thrown away. And that defensively, we brought the ball down really well through the court. We attacked the ball, brought it down. Those girls are going to be absolutely ringing, you know, like they worked so hard. And for us, especially after being, you know, like last year, we were always so close. To see the girls this year, yeah, just the side, you know, and just the way that they fight.
Yeah.
And that's what it showed tonight, was their fight, you know, to be that close, like, and I'm sure the crowds, they went for stars, and then all of a sudden they swung and came for us, because they didn't think we were going to do it. And then those young girls out there in our defence end, you know, like
Taylor's 21.
Yeah.
Jazz is 17, you know, and Lauren's 24. So, you know, if you look at it, that's a young defensive line, and Lauren's only been in the country for five days.
Yeah. You obviously have seen the growth from the initial announcement of the franchise through now. Is that almost where you wanted it to be, or have you still got plenty more to...
What, that game?
Yeah.
Watch this space.
Nice.
We've got plenty more.
I could feel it in the crowd, but could you feel it on court where it was like balls from Ash to Chi to Chantel, and some of them were just
superb.
Absolutely. Some of those passes that Ash gave into Chi were just
we
so
kind of
sweet.
Took a big deep breath going,
oh my god, yeah. I don't know what came out of my mouth. I was like, oh, screaming, and then like, okay, well done.
I'll have to check the recording because it might have been picked up by one of the microphones nearby, but
I hope not.
It's increased the awareness at least for Pulse, and
yeah,
Dragons at home next. So again, it's early days, isn't it? You can't really make.
It is early days, but if I think anyone's going to be, and everyone is, let's face it, no teams have gone that have played, but it's because it's on Sky, so they'll all be watching it. And I know that people will be watching us going, they're relentless, and their accuracy is great. Chiara was outstanding today. She was by far our player of the match. Her shooting was
incredible.
you know.
Her shooting kept us in the game.
You know, it was the best game I've seen you play. She's still, but we've still got so much work to do, you know.
That's good. It keeps them guessing.
Yeah.
Here are thoughts from Stars' Sam Bird.
I think really the first half of the game we let ourselves down. We didn't come out of the blocks well enough. So we'll be having a good close look at what we're doing on our match preparation and our warm-up. I felt like we were just second best in the first half. And I think the players just needed to trust each other. There's a lot of players playing in an arena and I think felt the nerves a bit as well, and I think once we settled down and started to give the ball, we were really good, but we needed to be good for longer periods of the game.
Iona Darrick knows it's wrong to base an entire season on just one game, but said she appreciated how close that opener was.
I think they did really well in stopping us on the three-court in the first half, but towards the end of the second half, we worked on that, but just in the last 5 minutes, they pulled it away again. So it's looking very different, our starting lineup this year, which is great. We've got some great new talent coming to the squad, and I'm looking forward to working with them for the rest of the season. We've had a really good, strong pre-season. We've just got to work on that going into the next few games.
The next match was Sirens versus Storm. Sirens took the win, 55 to Storm's 38. There was an outstanding performance from Kat Tuivati, and we spoke to her and Captain Claire Maxwell after the victory.
Kat, did you enjoy that by any chance?
I did. I was actually incredibly nervous today. I don't even think you knew that. I was hiding from everyone. I haven't played netball for a year, like proper full-on pressured netball, so I was terrified, but I'm really glad that we came out firing like that. It wasn't a beautiful performance, but that scoreline shows what we're really capable of when we cross our T's and dot our I's. So.
Yeah, you'd be looking for some kind of consistency and similar results to the season ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. That was our stake in the ground, and anything less than the score that we put out there is not good enough for us, so... Yeah, we know that it wasn't beautiful, but it was good to see where we're at.
Have you found Sirens since joining?
It's great. I love being here. Everyone's so open to trying things. I freak everyone out with those passes. I'd love to make everyone aware of them, but I don't even know where the ball's going at times. But everyone's signed on to be different to everyone else, to be a different team in this competition, so it's exciting.
And Claire's here as well. Have you managed to get a sixth sense of where she's going to throw the ball yet?
You definitely begin to get used to it, but I think it just shows today was the first game out for us, and you know there's a few first game nerves, a few errors that you typically see in a first game, so we're really excited to see where we can go as a team. There's so much potential within it.
People see things like Super 10 and maybe not watch Sirens on a weekly basis, but it's just making them aware of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully that gave them a little glimpse of what Sirens is all about. You know, it's different than the last two seasons. We're bringing in something different, more exciting to watch, so yeah, get down and watch us at Emirates Arena, and if not, on our away games down south.
It'll be Team Bath next weekend. That'll be nice, a nice Viper 10 family
yeah,
party.
Viper 10 clash. Hey. No, we're really looking forward to it. We've got a good record against them at home so far over the last two seasons, so it's going to be a tough game, we know that, but we're looking to bring out the best of ourselves.
And Serena, the mascot.
She was brilliant though, wasn't she?
Yeah.
That funny little bumblebee thing.
Yeah. It's a hippo.
It's a what?
Hippo.
She's got some rhythm. Hey, Serena, you the see hippo. Her throwing it around? I loved it.
Yeah,
it
I hope fun. She won the dance off.
Was that a reference to Miss Guthrie?
No, Serena's a brilliant player, there's no denying that. But no, she's our own little mascot, and we're really proud of her. And it's great to have that element as well, because it's all about creating an event, and I think that's what it does, and it brings a bit of fun to it.
The nice thing is, anybody that goes to the arena this season as well is going to have one heck of a day out and a great chance to see everybody there. So, Kat, get everybody down.
Yeah, we're going to put on a show. We're going to play a really exciting brand of netball. They need to come down.
And you'll be a part of that.
I would love to be.
We hope
absolutely.
So. Where are you playing? Are you been on their plate somewhere?
Storm's Katie Hughes, formerly Katie Holland, told us there's much more to come from her side.
It could have gone better, if I'm honest. We just needed to put more of what we've been working onto court today. We weren't clinical enough getting the ball down from a turnover and taking it to a shooting opportunity.
It's still only game one, though, that's the thing. And I mean, from what you've been working on during those last couple of weeks, Still more to come? Is it getting there?
100%, 100%. We have to take today with a pinch of salt, really. We learn from what didn't work well, but we still do draw on the things that did go well. And there are things in that game that we can take positives from, but there needs to be more positives in the games to come.
It was nice to see as well people like Nicole, she was on, and Jess as well. So how have they fitted into Storm so far?
It's good. We managed to get a lot of girls out on court today, get a lot of people some experience out there that maybe haven't had some before. We've been working on lots of different combinations in training, and as this season progresses, I'm sure you'll see more of those faces out there.
You don't really take too much from that first game, but with the big audience and obviously full day on TV as well, Storm fans are great and always going to come down to support you, so it's just about sparking a little bit more interest in the game. And
it's a great event today. It's great to come down. It's nice to have all the teams here playing all together. We've had some interesting pre-season games as well, where I think we showed off a bit more of the flair that we were hoping to bring today. So we've just got to go back to training. We've got two training sessions before our next game. We work on a lot of things and we put out a different performance come next Saturday.
And that'll be Mavericks.
Yes, it will.
I think you know them pretty too well, don't you?
I know a few faces from there, yeah, absolutely. And don't get me wrong, that's going to be a tough game as well, but Storm this year is exciting. We've had some good pre-season games. We've worked on a lot. The movement through court is brilliant, but we have to be able to put that out on court in these pressure situations.
And everyone's buying into Mickey's way of doing things and thinking, so that's benefit.
The excitement before today's game was great. Obviously, heads are down from today, and I would be more annoyed if they weren't down, because actually that wasn't showing off what we can do today.
Yeah.
So now we have to go, as I said, back to the drawing board, put things right and come out more positive and smarter next week.
Meanwhile, Director of Netball Mickey Austin said that she was unhappy about her side and the wasted possession.
I think it was a game of ebbs and flows, you know. I don't think we can afford to be that wasteful in possession for certainly the first half. I was really pleased with the last quarter, and we showed some great character and fight back to put quite a few goals on the board, which made it a little bit more of a bearable scoreline. But just against an opposition that can score as quickly as Sirens do or will do this year, we can't afford to be as slow on transition or as wasteful with the ball in our attack end.
Glad to get it out of the way though, because Kat was...
Yeah, but Kat's going to do what Kat does, you know. She's one of the best shooters this league is going to see this year, and I think everyone learnt that pretty quickly. But it's a bit like shooters of past, like maybe Rachel Dunn or Kato or Megan Craig back when she was with Storm. You can't worry about that one shooter. You have to stop the distribution that gets to her. And I think at times in the game we did that really well. We just didn't do it consistently enough, and we certainly didn't punish enough when we got turnover.
Credit to you as well, because we had people like Nicole on, Jess got on as well, so... It's included them as part of the main Storm team as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really important that we blood new people to the pressures that is this league. So people like Nicole Humphreys, as you said, Jess Dale, Emily Golvin, Laura Morton, Em Porter, first start for her today, all under 20, all super young. But, you know, young isn't an excuse, and I don't like use that word often. If you're young enough, you're good enough.
Yeah.
And they've all got contracts, and they all have a name on the back of their dress. Therefore, put your big girl pants on and you play some big girl netball.
Have you been enjoying the last couple of weeks? Is that still a little bit more to give?
Yeah, do you know what? The netball side of things, I love. Like, today was amazing. Just to suit up and get back out there and play some netball is amazing. But 90% of what I do doesn't involve the netball side of things.
No, surely not.
So it's just a bit of a big learning curve for me. But we've tried to make the period of July to December as hectic as possible, so that now all we have to focus on is playing some netball.
The final game of the day saw Thunder with Sirens. Thunder's Karen Grieg tells us her thoughts on that game.
All right, take it. Yeah, take it.
Nice start.
Yeah, good start. You knew it was always going to be tough against Mavericks. They're going to be up there challenging, aren't they, at the end of the season. So good to get the win in the first game, that's for sure.
Bit of a long day, though, or...?
I mean, yeah, it was. I mean, we watched the first game from the comfort of our sofa before we set off, and then we watched on the bus coming down on the iPad. So we wanted to get here for the Pulse game to see some of them in action, because we obviously haven't seen them before and they're our next game. So it was important that we got here a bit earlier to kind of see what they look like. So, yeah, it's been a long day, but productive and happy at the end of it.
Was there somebody that caught your eye in another franchise?
I think it's a difficult one to say, because I think at this point, game one in, it's people are still finding the feet, people are still like consolidating combinations, etc. But you know, you look at some of the stuff Mavericks put on court today, and at times it was so fluid and unstoppable. So I think Wasps' attack tore Loughborough Lightning to pieces at times. So I think it's going to be an exciting season with, you know, teams have got some really good stuff going on.
People are saying, oh well, you'll be in there or in with a shout, which is making you feel good before it's even got underway properly?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've always been the underdog. We've been the underdog for the last couple of seasons, and I think people have started to kind of wake up to the fact that we're knocking on the door and we're ready to go and get in that final. So definitely our aim is to make final this year, and hopefully we can push on and finish with a trophy come the end of it.
Dan's back. Are you noticing his effect since he got back?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Dan coming in, he's worked with a lot of the girls before. He's been part of Manchester Thunder before, and he loves Manchester, so it's always good to have somebody who's passionate about the franchise who knows some of the players. And I'm asking him to do some very specific work with the circle defence just to tighten up our defensive unit. And I think some of the work that he has been doing was shown on court tonight with some of the work that Kerry and Emma were putting in at the back. So.
I had a word with him as well, and he was saying that he was hoping to get out and do some more coaching in the community. So
yeah.
Things like that, it'll just add to him and obviously...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we're looking out there to build within our communities all the time. And, you know, I'm in a full-time job and it's hard going. So if we've got someone like Dan who can step up and take some of that weight off my shoulders, then it's fantastic for me. We've got a tough week, you know. We've got England on Wednesday and Australia on Thursday. Both going to be really tough games, but going to give us lots of experience against high-class teams, you know, top teams in the world, and give the players a good run out before we hit pulse in a couple of weeks.
Meanwhile, Kat Ratnapala summed up the game, and Georgia Lees also spoke to us.
I was pleased with parts of it. I was frustrated with other parts, but... Do you know what? Thunder have been together for a long, long time. That group of players have been together for about 3 years. So to lose by 7, I won't take it because I hate losing and I don't want to lose any games. But where we are in the season and with the squad that I've got and the new players, this is the start of our journey. They've been together 3 years. We'll take it. We'll move on. And we knew it would be tough today. Thunder are a tough side. They're a clinical side. And yeah, we'll take it and we'll move on.
Any of the results from the rest of the surprise you? Pulse, maybe? No?
No, none. No. Pulse have got a good side. I thought that, I thought they'd all go the way that I thought they were today, to be honest. So no shocks. Yeah, just pleased for our next game and bring on Storm next weekend.
Georgia. Storm next weekend.
Yay!
Really excited. Yeah, looking forward to getting back out there again. I feel like we learned a lot of lessons today, individually and as a unit and as a team. So really excited to get back into training and then correct some things for next week against Storm.
Said and done, it's only game one. And I mean, you can't say anything at all.
Yeah, I mean, the season was never going to be won or lost today. So I think as long as we learn from today, we learn where we need to improve. But we also take away what was good and we continue to build on that. Yeah, I think we'll be happy with that.
Anybody in the other teams that were like, caught your eye initially or... Some of the results from earlier on?
No, I think I agree with Kat. Not really surprised by any of the results. The Pulse Stars game was a nice close one, good spectator sport to watch. Not really. We've had quite a good pre-season in terms of playing a mixture of teams. So a lot of the players that we've seen out on court today, we've seen them in the pre-season as well. So.
And is that nearly there or is that plenty more to give?
I think we've got a lot more to give.
Kat will probably agree with you.
Yeah, or... I think so. I think as we... I learned a lot from today, and we have got a lot more to give as a team compared to what we gave out today. So happy with today's performance, but a lot more to do.
Nice little name change as well. Are people tapping you for rugby tickets yet?
Yeah, my boyfriend, the first thing he said was, do we get free tickets? So, no, really, really good job. Really good work by Kat and the coaching team to get that in place. Really exciting, I think, for the franchise, but for netball as well, and more publicity. So, yeah, it's just really great for the franchise and really great for the sport.
Thanks for listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10. We're glad to keep you updated with everything that's happening throughout the Super League this season. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure you share it with your friends and tag us on Twitter at The Netball Show.
To score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons team and lead them.